to us, but I think not taking the right chances and not kind of tapping into these resources now, it could be keep walking in the dead end. So I feel like the branding aspect and, you know, reaching out on that higher level with integrating corporate, integrating neighborhoods, integrating community aspect, it's kind of not what we're lacking, but we're not what we're doing the best job of yet. And I think we can improve in those areas.
Well, listen, with people like you, I think we're definitely going to go in the right direction. You have all the resources, you have the energy, you have the charisma. So things are looking up for us as Canadian athletes. I read somewhere here, and I want to talk about it here as we back in this interview here, talk about what kind of advice you can impart on people that's trying to become entrepreneurs, people that's trying to get more involved in their community. And one of the things I saw that you said that action cures fear. So I want you to speak on that a little bit, because that is true. A lot of people are scared to put themselves on the limb. Because when you're an entrepreneur, you know what I mean? That pay stub every fortnight, you're creating that. The sick days is on you. No one is checking up on you. It's all on you. And a lot of people fear that kind of dichotomy because they're so used to the 40-40 structure. We work 40 hours for 40 years. And a lot of people are afraid to, they have great ideas, but they're afraid to take it there and take a chance on themselves. So what kind of advice would you impart on someone that has a great idea, that wants to become more involved in the community, but they're scared? They're like, how do I become an entrepreneur? How do I become an entrepreneur?
Well, that's a great question. I think the best answer for that is, or my advice I'll give them, obviously action cures fear. And, you know, movement is medicine, you know, and don't be afraid of the slow grind. Don't expect instant gratification and don't look at someone's end result of their process and think that needs to be you right where you at, where you stand. Like, we often people look at, like, even a story as myself or anyone else that they may view as successful, like, wow, he got there and I want to get there, but you got to put that 10,000 hours of mastery to get there. You can't be afraid of that slow grind. You can't be afraid of the losses that come with it, because the losses become losses. So, like, go in there open-minded, and then act on it. Have a plan and act on it. Take the first step, and the first step becomes a second. And then when you start walking, you start jogging. When you start jogging and you start running, it becomes what? A marathon.
Yeah.
And as you keep that going, you know, by the time you look up, you're 10 years in the game, and you have a bunch of different things, you become a serial entrepreneur, and you can help the next person do the same. Help them cut years off of your grind. So if it took you 10 years to get there, it's your job to make it 5 years for the next to get there. So that's the only mission.
Listen, man, we need more people. You're kind of thinking. Before I let you go here, Andrew, I need you to talk about how important is it to curate great business relationship with people, to have a good principle of how to interact with people that you do business with. Because I think a lot of us, especially in our Black community, we don't talk about that and we don't promote that enough, how to curate relationships and how to foster them over time.
Yeah, well, I think it's extremely important, not just in business, but in life. I think not just in our community, but like we're talking about our community, so I'll stay on there.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are takers and they look at places where they, you know what, how is this going to benefit me? And I feel like if you want to not just be successful in life, but to help others, you have to be of service.
Yeah.
Not be of service like where you make people take advantage of you, but be a place where you can add value to somebody like without respect and reciprocation. Like be okay with like, you know what? I see this guy over here and he may not know where he's going. I'm going to pull him aside and I'm going to give him this resource to put him in contact and then help him out and don't expect any reciprocation. Like be of service to people and, you know, that stuff will come back later on. And I think we have to take the approach of adding value more and not being takers, in which it creates relationship equity and it's easier for you when you want to do different things in life.
Well, listen, man, beautiful words right there. Montreal, my city, I've been speaking with Ghanaian Canadian entrepreneur, Mr. Antwi, on the Morning Detour. Listen, sir, I need to get down to you. He has a beautiful company called Noire Noir. It's black owned. It's simple. It's beautiful. It's classic. Because you're a fly dude, Antwi. I can't hold you.
I appreciate it.
I need one of those baseball coats. I need the Mississauga Tigers. I love the orange. Please come back on the show. Anytime you're doing great things in the community, man, bring it on the show so we can promote to the whole city as well. And I want to thank you for being on the show.
Definitely. I appreciate you for having me, man, and keep doing what you're doing. Doing a phenomenal job. And we need more people like you, like reporting what's going on in the community. So continue to do what you do, brother.
Listen, I try, baby. Much of my city, Antwi.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Shawty gon' run when she in the bar. A track star, we never seen the finish line. Can't confide or commit, she's scared to trust somebody. On your mark, it's like, oh, she bout to cut somebody. Do what it take, do what's gon' make it last. She can take the pain that come with that. Hit the brakes before it's too late, she bad. Once she set a pace, she don't look bad.
Oh,
She's a runner, she's a track star. She gon' run away when it gets hard. She can't take the pain, she can't get scarred. She hurt anyone that gets involved. Don't wanna commit, why take it this far? She gon' do the race, just not this one. Love is a game you used to cheer for. When I was down to talk, you weren't here for. She's a liar, she a capper. She do anything for the black card. She give you your pain with a black heart. Should've never let that shit get that far. It's always been games with you. Keeping scoring, changing moves. I was all for it, but lately you show me that side, that crazy you. And you can get the pack and all of your bags. You can leave the racks with all of them tags. Don't do your thing and don't look back. Damn, girl, you fast. She's a runner, she's a track star. She gon' run away when it gets hard. She can't take the pain, she can't get scarred. She hurt anyone that gets involved. Don't wanna commit, why take it this far? She gon' do the race, just not this one. Love is a game you used to cheer for. When I was down to talk, you weren't here for.
I say, don't you run from me. Don't take my love for granted, cause you know it can get ugly. She's a runner, she's a track star. Don't run away when it get hard, love. I can tell that you ain't never had a gangster. No one wear that. He ain't never tell you thank you. How you wear that? You should get a new Rafe. I'm sliding when you tell me it's convenient. You know I got the Glock up in the Guinea. Grant a couple wishes like a genie. She gon' keep on running back if she got access. Got my dick hard like it's hard to be a black man. I cut her off and put my feelings in a trash can. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I guess all this love was just too much love.
She's a runner, she's a track star. She gon' run away when it gets hard. She can't take the pain, she can't get scarred. She hurt anyone that gets involved. Don't wanna commit, why take it this far? She gon' do the race, just not this one. Love is a game you used to cheer for. When I was down to talk, you weren't here for. You
baby, stop running. Grab on your waist, that's gon' make you stop running. Diamonds on my chain and watch buzzing. You look at me like you want something. Don't keep it low, keep it 100. Speaking of numbers, I hear I gave you the wrong one on purpose, but this one is working fine. Hit my line, call me whenever you want some me. 646-992-7453.
I'm from the jungle, but I'm not a cheater. Bitch, I'm in my bag, now it's hoodie season. I'ma set it off if a nigga creep up. She gon' take the charge like it's a misdemeanor. I was mad, you was a first I know. Whoa. I was tryna fuck you and your friends, like. Even though that wasn't in the plans, right? Drawn with a stick like a bin, I know. He be on my wrist, that's up a stone.
King of this fly shit, yeah, I know. You can hold me down and be more than my hoe. Stop acting like you love me when you really don't know.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, The Morning Detour. Moon Chaser, Lorena in the building. Now it's time for us to do our culture and entertainment segment. Lorena, what is going on in the city?
Well, I will admit at first it was a struggle to find some things happening this particular weekend, but I did find some interesting things for everyone to do this weekend and this upcoming week. So, if you are interested, this Thursday, there is the partial solar eclipse that is happening. So that's on June 10th. So you'll be able to see a partial eclipse, but only if you wake up early.
How early do I gotta wake up? It's the blackout. It's the dark side of the moon, Lorena. Moon Chaser vibes.
Well, then you are going to have to be up looking at the sky between 5:07 a.m. and 6:39 a.m. Will you be up at those hours?
Yes, I will. How do they come up with this arbitrary? Well, I guess, you know, the meteorologists, they go up there and they factor in, you know, the movement of the stuff. But 5:07.
It's like how they know when the sun is rising and the moon. So it always crosses paths and stuff like that. So they could figure that out. But it's during those hours. If you want to join a group and watch it together.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you could join the members of the planetarium from 5 to 6:40 a.m. on the walkway of the Olympic Park. So that is happening on June 10th. Also, Jardin Gambling is opened today, actually. So it opens for its seventh season. Mm-hmm. It will be open until September 26th. So this is a free space that is open. It has games, music, snacks, themed gardens like the Butterfly House and the Greenhouse. So it is a place for all ages. Usually at night they do have parties, but we do have to wait to see what the restrictions are. for those type of things, but that is something that if you would like to do outside with you and your friends or family, it's a great space to go visit. Also, again, you said the gyms are opening, but if you do want to work out outside, there is Yoga by Simplicitas that is happening. So it's outdoor and indoor. So you can have yoga sessions indoor, which is done on Zoom, mm-hmm. or you can have them outdoor. The sessions are there to connect the mind, body, and spirit. There's group and individual sessions. So you could get 5 sessions. They're 60 minutes each for $75. So if you are interested, you can send an email to info@simplicita.ca and it's spelled Simplicita.
Okay, it's going down then. Okay, I like to, listen, if y'all haven't worked out outside, it's the greatest. In the summer, you smell that fresh air. We don't talk enough about the good smell of fresh air, Lorena.
If they have us wearing masks. Like, there's people that are wearing masks walking down the street. There's
by themselves.
Yes. In their cars with masks on, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy because I'm trying to get fresh air, but whatever. You choose to do what you want. But yes, yoga outside is a dope experience. There's some parties that are happening on Twitch.
Yeah. Yo, let me know. Twitch got to give me some money. The last 18 months, you have gone really hard. I'm going to hit up some of the DJs. I said, Lorena's been working hard for 18 months promoting you guys on the Morning Detour. Twitch owe you a check.
They do. Let them know. So we have tonight Reggae Rewind. Uh-oh. So this is live on Twitch starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. So it starts at 7 p.m. with DJ Blaster. And then they have DJ DOC, then Prophet, a Super Fresh Sound, Chris Dubs, mm-hmm. Mr. Blacks, and a few other DJs that will be there. So it's kind of like an all-night thing. So you can like tap in when you want. If your favorite DJ is playing, definitely check it out. Then on Saturday, we have Decades, Then and Now. So this is on Saturday, and it starts at 11:30 a.m. on Twitch, and they have DJs from all over the world. They have DJs from Toronto, Montreal, L.A., NYC, England, Australia, and Amsterdam.
Okay. So
it's all over. And from Montreal, it's DJ Quite Sane, and he will be on from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Also, do not forget, this upcoming week is Japan Week. So if you are interested in that, it's starting on June 7th. And also we have the Black Montreal Experiences. Definitely book your trip this weekend. And, it is also Black Music Month. So June is Black Music Month. We have the Juno Awards that is happening on June 6th on CBC. And they will have performances by Jesse Reyes, Justin Bieber, the Tragically Hip, plus a 30th anniversary tribute to rap at the Junos, which is going to be featuring Cardinal Official, Julie Black, Maestro Fresh West, Mishi Me, Nav, and Javier Mighty. And this starts at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Hold on, Lorena. They messed up. They need to get Mr. T to host that. The Juno need to get me. Boy, I'm taking us back here. Y'all don't remember Mr. T?
Everybody remembers
him. Come on, man. What's the name of the show that he did, that they did?
It was first called The Extended Mix, and then it turned into The Mix.
And that was our Much Music, man, in Toronto, boy. That was our only touch of, like, Canadian, like, urban. And we had the Black Holes doing it. Oh, man, Mr. T was great.
No, it was... That's something that is stamped in our history forever. Shout out to Advance. They are working it out to get more of us in the front lines, more of our music on mainstream radio and things of that nature. So hopefully they do work with him. They do have him on a lot of their panels. So hopefully we'll see more from him in the future. But another thing that is happening soon that you can buy your tickets for is the Let Me Out virtual comedy show with Big Will. So he is having a comedy show on June 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern, and it will have comedians such as Rodney, Akeem, Charmaine, Renzel, Ron Taylor, and Big Norm. So for now, you can get the early bird tickets that are at $12, or you could buy a $15 ticket, and that will also enter you into a raffle.
No, you know we like raffles. I'll give you a little joke. Last night, I was on a special with Akeem for the Geektastic Cypher. They celebrated their 250 episode Free Agents Media. And, you know, Akeem kept telling me that I want to be light-skinned because I keep doing these synergy videos. So we kept going back and forth. And then it dawned on me, me and Akeem the comedian, we're kind of like Kevin Hart and The Rock. Like we should go on the road. We should go on the road and do a 2-hour show together. Because we just roasted each other for 30 minutes. He had his laundry basket in the back. He was wearing a hat like Future. I'm like, Akeem, where are you going? But see, that's what happens when people go Hollywood. But he's doing great things in Vancouver. He's doing his acting thing. And we wish him all the best. Akeem Grams is really funny. So is Charmaine. Renzel's friend of the show. I got to meet Big Norm with you as well, Lorena, when we went to Toronto. So it's great stuff, man. It's a good lineup of comedians. Really, really funny guys. And Charmaine's super funny. Personal friend of ours. So, yeah. People, get tickets. Let me out.
Definitely. So now what's happening, too, is that I found out, a good fact, because June is also Pride Month.
Yeah.
So Canada is the 7th most gay-friendly destination in the world.
I thought we was number one. How are we 7? We can't do top 5.
Right? We need to do better. But it's good that we actually made the list. So that is positive. So according to a new My Dating Advisor report, ranking the best countries for LGBTQ+ travel in 2021. Canada ranked 7 based on social acceptance, sexual activity rights, civil union rights, marriage rights, adoption rights, and military service rights, as well as anti-discrimination and identity laws. Mm. So we've done pretty well. We are up there with Europe, Sweden, the Netherlands, and Spain.
Okay.
And another fun fact is that Montreal was the first city to host the World Out Games.
Well, listen, we need to get a media pass for the next Out Games. I want to go and experience that as well, man. Listen, however people want to get down, we're with it. We appreciate it. I just hope we were higher on the list, Lorena, with all the work that we do in that community. All the streets is painted, but, you know, we try, man.
We have a big LGBTQ
plus. Yeah, we sure do.
A lot of work that goes in, a lot of events. But yeah, we are 7th.
Okay. Talk about being inclusive. I love it.
So next up is Naomi Osaka, who made the news week.
I'm glad you brought this up. I totally forgot about this. So let's talk about it. Go, Low.
This is a big deal. So she is the world's number 2 ranked women's tennis player. Yeah. Number 2. And so she announced in a social media post that she would not be doing any press during the French Open that began this past Sunday.
Yeah.
So she made that announcement and fine. Then on Sunday, she actually won her first match and she stuck to her word, like she said on social media, and she skipped the press conference.
She got fine. Good.
So that's what happened. So basically, the heads of the 4 Grand Slam competition, which is the Australian Open, the French Open, Wimbledon, and the US Open, wrote a joint letter to check on her well-being and offer support, but then reminded her of her obligations, the consequences of not meeting them, and that rules should apply to all players, and that she would be fined $15,000 for missing that post-match press conference. And repeat violations of the Grand Slam Code of Conduct could lead to more substantial fines and future Grand Slam suspensions. So that was kind of like a mix, like, yeah, we care, but we're still going to fine you this money.
Okay. I'll let you do that face. You was like, oh, hey, you're going to come with some BS now. This is my thing. If you're stating that you're suffering from mental health issues, then just withdraw from the game. Because when you're a professional player, you are signed into this contract where not only are you being paid to play, but part of your requirement as a professional athlete is to do the media sessions. Now, the media sessions is not just for the media. It's for the fans of your sport. There's fans of sports that want to know how are you going to perform in the upcoming game, how you did in the game that you just performed in. It's what they make. A lot of pro athletes make it seem like the media that cover team sports, they're there to just find dirt on you and make you look bad on the podium. They're there to ask the questions that the fans of the sport can't ask. Now, if Naomi's saying that she's suffering from mental health, she's just withdraw from the game. So you're well enough to play on the games, but you can't sit on the podium to answer questions for 5 to 10 minutes. They act as if it's a 2-hour press conference. Now, I'm a big fan of the Chris Broussard and Rob Parker show. And what they were saying is that what may need to happen is that every team or every organization may need to get an independent doctor that's there to kind of assess individual players if they have mental health issues. Because even in the NBA, Kyrie Irving took 2 breaks during this NBA season citing mental health, right? So I'm just scared that a lot of people, I'm not saying Naomi's doing this, but I'm just scared a lot of professional athletes are going to use this mental health verbiage as an scapegoat from their responsibilities as professional players. Now, if she said, if she's citing that she has mental health issues, Lorena, why wouldn't she just withdraw from the whole competition? If you're feeling unwell mentally, because one of the symptoms of mental health is that if you're feeling unwell, that you don't typically want to do the things that you naturally do.
Not all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
I kind of disagree with that because sometimes you need to go back to the thing that you love. And something right. that you love is tennis. Naomi has never been comfortable in front of the press or doing interviews. You could tell that she is a very shy and introverted person. Mm. She could have maybe handled it better. But the press, especially I find for Black women that are in tennis, like Venus and Serena, I feel like the press is really hard on them. I feel like the press asks them the same draining questions all the time. So that you saw even in this past week when they interviewed Serena, Serena was over it. She was tired. She didn't want to be there and kind of just kept it frank because she's tired of these same old questions that they keep asking her. Same thing with Venus was over it as well when she did hers.
Can't light a candle, Lorena. You can't light a candle. But
that's the thing. I feel like they're very hard on them, unfortunately. I don't feel like they get the same treatment as maybe the white counterparts. But she did, Naomi did make another post on Monday, and she apologized in the IG post when she did withdraw from the French Open. And then she really did open up more about her depression and anxiety when speaking to the press. So I feel like too, when athletes get into the whole professional space,
yeah.
I feel like there maybe needs to be more training for them and more care about their mental health as well before just shooting them out there when they get on the field or on the court or what have you. But I mean, yeah, she could have handled it differently, but I don't disagree. I feel like she could still play. She doesn't always need to do the press. The press is very nasty a lot of times to these players.
I'm not going to push back on you about the press being, I guess, you know, we have evidence of it harder on some of the Black professional athletes. Now, at that point, the institution, like the Tennis Federation, you need to check the media then. Because if they're being hasty towards our Black athletes, well, we got to check that. But I like how the Williams sisters handle things where they just like, as you said, they kept it frank. Keep it simple and keep it moving. You know what I mean? Like Kyrie Irving does all the time. You answer what you want to answer. What you don't want to answer, next question. Or next reporter. And just get it done with. But what you're saying is definitely right. And I think these major institutions like the NBA, the Tennis Federation, boxing, all these different things where I just have to sit down, NFL, there needs to be a code of conduct for the news reporters in terms of the manner and the questions that they're asking some of these professional athletes. Because some of them, it's detrimental. Some has become detrimental. And we're seeing more and more athletes that say, like, listen, man, I'm suffering from depression. Or like what you mentioned before, a lot of people have social anxiety. Like, you just, like some of us just want to do what we're good at and not deal with all the extra stuff. Mm-hmm. But sometimes life is not that simple. And, you know, to do what you do, it does come with certain things that you must not like to do as well. But the press do need to kind of like change up their behavior a little bit because some of their verbiage is very detrimental towards some of our Black athletes. I'm not going to push back on you on that. But yeah, man, I support Naomi's choice to do what she thinks is best for her. And I can't wait to see her back there on the court.
No, definitely. Definitely support her. I wish her well. And I can't wait to see what else she does because she is an amazing player.
She's opening I think we spoke about it last week. She's opening a tennis academy in Haiti, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's good luck, man. Listen, man. Team sports, man, could do so much for a person, especially for kids growing up. It teaches so much about life and teaches so much about learning how to work with people and how to overcome obstacles. I'm a big fan of team sports.
Definitely. And next up, Mary J. Blige. She actually announced that she's releasing a documentary on the making of her second album, My Life.
Mm.
Documentary will be released on June 25th on Amazon Prime. It will have features like, of course, from Diddy talking about Mary back in the day. So I'm super excited for this documentary.
You know, I think to myself, you know, when I think about our hip hop culture and I think about, you know, our female songstress, for me, you know, obviously I have Whitney up there really high. I have Mariah up there. Of course, I'll be blasphemous if I didn't throw Beyonce's name somewhere in there. But Mary J. Blige holds a very, come on, man. Mary J., we talk about singing about heartache and like relationship, like this man done me wrong and I did all of this for him. Mary J. can make that resonate so clear for us through her songs. She's special for our culture, man. I love Mary J. Blige. And she still looks great. She has one of the most iconic dance moves on stage. You know what I mean? Like, I love her. You know what I mean? Oh, I love me some Mary, though. But that's going to be a really interesting documentary. And I love these hip-hop documentaries, you know, where we get to go behind the scenes and the making of things to see how everything kind of interconnects and to see people not only as the entertainers or the stars that they are, but to see them, it kind of humanizes them a little bit as well, right? To see them work and understand. And I love seeing Diddy in the studio. He is so serious. But you also see, most importantly, the passion that a lot of these people have for hip-hop, for the Black culture. And I'm definitely looking forward to this documentary.
No, definitely. You will see that like the work ethic and the things that she was going through too and the things that she was suffering from. So I think it's going to be really insightful, really great. So again, that's June 25th on Amazon Prime. Another thing that is happening this month, Kanye West, his Gap collection is set to launch this month as well. So according to Business of Fashion, Gap is relying on the nearly $1 billion partnership with Kanye West to lift its sales, hoping that Yeezy fans will pull the brand out of a decade-long slump, which has led to store closures and cost-cutting across its holding. The company expects over $150 million in revenue in 2022. So there is a lot riding on this collection by Kanye West with Gap. I haven't seen any of the collection just yet, but it is supposed to come out this month. Gap is usually traditional with its clothing, so it's going to be interesting to see what his take is on this. But I do see a lot of people purchasing it because it's Kanye West. A lot of the people on eBay and stuff, I see them like taking up all the stuff and maybe trying to flip it. So I think it will do well, but I'm excited to see like what he's come up with.
So two takeaways there. At some point, retailers, major retailers in the USA and around the world, they're going to have to give a special award to Kanye because his influence on consumers to spend their money on their products once Kanye attaches their name to it, that can't go unnoticed. Like, he changes the whole market. And then my second take, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, the Kanye West, the first Nazareth shoe. Like, would that be featured at Gap as well? Did we get a price on the first Nazareths yet?
I don't know. I didn't really check back into those shoes because they were not of interest to me. But
I'm going to get a pair. So next time you see me, I'm going to rock them around. I'm like, yo, these the Kanye's, the first Nazareths.
To rock them when you meet Valerie Plante. So, but it's going to be interesting, but that's another thing. I mean, a lot of these companies attach themselves to celebrities, a lot of these celebrities being a part of course, the Black culture, us always moving the dial, moving the needle on what is in fashion. Mm. So, yeah, I feel like these artists are worth a lot more. I mean, he got nearly $1 billion, right, for this partnership?
He's a trendsetter.
But, yeah, so... I mean, you got to respect Kanye. You got to respect all these other artists that are attaching their names to different brands and then those collections selling out. So it's pretty dope. The last thing I wanted to talk about is Black Is Now, which is by Canadian actors Shamir Anderson and Stephan James. They are the co-founders and they have announced a 3-year partnership with CBC to broadcast Canada's first ever award show honoring Black talent. So this is talent within film, television, music, sports, and culture. The first award show is supposed to be in the fall of 2022. So this is big news for Canadian Black culture. So congrats to the co-founders and Black Is Now. That's pretty dope.
Oh, man, that's a good look, man. That's what's going on. All right, Lolo. Once again, like let people know, the Guardians of the Galaxy, myself and DJ Maddie will be hosting a Rhythm and Brunch from 11 to noon this Sunday, live on Twitch. I'll put the link up there on our Detour 514 social media. That was going to be a good night. It's going to be a good morning, boy. We're going to brunch it up. Guardians of the Galaxy. I know what we're going to do, though. I know what we're going to do, but shout out to my boy, Mr. Cool, for inviting me to host this beautiful brunch event, Rhythm and Brunch. 11 to noon, live on Twitch this Sunday. DJ Maddie and myself. So things are happening. Lolo, thank you for that. Let's play some more music. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
We are oppressed. We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against a common enemy.
The Morning Detour on CKUT. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Get up. Get up. Get up. Long as my heart beating and I'm breathing air, I fight for me. What a sight, anytime, anywhere. And I will never back down from it. That's not coming, I just attack from the front. And don't ask questions or nothing, do you hear? Yeah. Yeah. Oh no, I can't stop now. I gave him my all and it still ain't enough. Everybody getting knocked down. The only thing that matters what you gonna do when you get up. Get up there. Only thing that matter what you gon' do when you get up. Only thing that matter what you gon' do when you get up. Get up. Get up. Only thing that matter. Get up. Long as I got something that I'm fighting for. Even if you don't believe, you won't see me staying down on the floor. Cause I would never back down to it. Oh, that sounds stupid, you better act like you knew it. Don't ask if I'm gonna do it, I'm here. Ain't I? Yeah. Oh no. Oh no, I can't stop now. I gave him my all and it still ain't enough. Everybody getting knocked down. The only thing that matters what you gonna do when you get up. Get up there. Only thing that matter what you gon' do when you get up. Only thing that matter what you gon' do when you get up. Get up. Get up. Get up.
Yeah. Bow. Bounce. Yeah. Black to black, all black, everything. I got another when your feelings out on everything. Another one for the city, hustle every day. I put it down for the fam, word on everything. Minus 40 weather, I ain't playing, no. It's that holy weather for the base, no. This is why I'm cold, roll the bass, no. Roll with the bass, no. It's the way I keep my shit humble. I keep it real tight. Another lover done. Light is the one, make it right. Yeah, keep it tight. It's another dawn, it's another tough flight. Got another one, put another one. It is on the street, it's another one. I ain't go pop, not another one. This is for the real, not the other ones. Got another one, put another one. Heady to your feet, but you better run. I ain't go pop, not another one. This is all true. I remember, but legends never die. This is why I do it, this is forever and I. When I'm long gone, yeah, my words will never die. It's the holy war, I just want my peace of mind. You praying for my fall, I just count my blessings. Y'all can pray for my fall, I just count my blessings. You can never be me, I don't even know yourself. Yeah, that shit depressing, yeah, you don't even know yourself. Keep my shit humble, I keep it real tight. Another lover done, hit another tough flight. It's the one, it's the right, yeah, keep it tight. It's another one, it's another tough flight. Yeah, got another one, put another one. Haters on the street, it's another one. Come.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back. It's another Friday. I like to close out the show with the big interviews. Now, y'all missed them this month, but if you're not a stranger to the Morning Detour, every month I want to do an episode about smart financial literacy. So I bring my friend, Mr. Louis Pierre, financial advisor. We've done... What did we do so far? We did credit. We did an overview on financial literacy.
Yeah.
I know this next one. This next one we're going to do is called mortgage. I want to talk about mortgages. You know what I mean? Do I buy the land and then build up the house, Louis Pierre? Do I buy the house, buy the water? What is going on? I heard something about property tax. Why am I paying property tax, Louis? Listen, people in Montreal, I know it's a lot to take on. We're not going to get everything in there in this one segment. But let's get the conversation going with mortgages, Louis Pierre. I pass the mic on to you, sir.
Well, sir, again, it's a pleasure to be here. It's an honor. Thank you very much for inviting me again. Mm-hmm. All right. And I'd like to start off by saying that what we're doing here is a buildup.
Yeah.
Right. We've talked about something that was very generic mm-hmm. first. And then after that, we started talking about the credit score.
Yeah.
Right? Why is it important? Mm-hmm. We went into details, right? And now let's talk about mortgages.
Yeah, I want to buy a house, Louis. In 2 years, that's my plan. I won't put my mama in the basement like them Haitians do.
Well, why not? If you have a mansion, you could do it. Why not? Right? So I just like to start off by saying that today's episode is going to be a bit more technical.
Okay. Right?
And I don't want to go into too much detail. Mm-hmm. So what I think we should do is we're going to start with this episode today. I'm going to call it part one.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to let that sink in. And then maybe in a month or 2 months from now, we're going to do a part two.
Okay.
Right. So if you folks have questions, if there are topics that you would like to talk about, we're going to be able to do that as well. Okay. And again, today I'm only going to focus on mortgages. I'm not going to tell you if it's better to invest mm-hmm. in a duplex versus a residential home mm-hmm. or a commercial real estate or whatnot, right? Today, we're focusing on what gives you access to property. That's what we're doing today because we need to understand the inner workings, right? The tools that are at your disposal to make your dreams come true.
Right before you begin, Louis Pierre, I want to let the city of Montreal mm-hmm. know this whole series is available on our YouTube, The Morning Detour. It's called Smart Money. You see his face up there looking fresh in the suit. So all of our previous episodes that Louis Pierre mentioned is up there on our YouTube, The Morning Detour, and the series mm-hmm. is called Smart Money. So now we're going to do some mortgages. So bring me in here, Louis. What am I dealing with? How do I need to line up with the bank now to get some of this mortgage thing going?
All right. So there are a few steps that you need to go through. But before, let's define what a mortgage is, right? So a mortgage is a type of loan that's used to buy property, plain mm-hmm. and simple, right? Again, like I said earlier, it can be a duplex, triplex. It can be a commercial real estate. It can be mm-hmm. residential. It can be anything, right? And what I like about this type of loan is that unlike any other type of loan, mm-hmm. this loan is put against an asset, right? So it's a liability that helps you in a way build your net worth.
Yeah.
Okay. Now there are two common types of residential mortgages.
Right.
There's the one that you call the conventional mortgage, mm-hmm. and then there's one that's called an insured mortgage. Okay. Basically, the difference between both is very simple. Conventional mortgage, you're going to put down as a down payment, actually, 20% or more of the purchasing price, right? Whereas in an insured mortgage, you're going to put less than 20, but at least 5%.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And I think that's a question that a lot of folks have. What's the minimum down payment that I need to have in order to buy property? Well, we've just answered that question. Right?
Yeah.
It's 5%. Now, we're saying insured mortgage. You're not going to be insured. It's not you that's going to be insured. It's the bank that will be insured. So believe it or not.
They're just protecting themselves, Louis.
They're protecting themselves.
Okay,
and it's true. But on the other end, mm-hmm. right? I don't want to play the devil's advocate here. But, you know, in a way, it gives you access to property mm-hmm. with liquidity that you wouldn't otherwise have, yeah. right? Not everybody is able to accumulate 20% for a down payment, right?
Yeah.
With home prices surging, as you may have seen in 2020, as surprising as this may sound, it's getting more difficult to accumulate 20% for a down payment.
Yeah.
All right. So one corporation that is going to insure the bank is called the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. We call it the CMHC. Mm-hmm. And whenever your mortgage is insured, well, there's going to be a premium that will be added.
Oh, for sure.
On the total cost of borrowing.
Of the loan, okay? Right?
Now, absolutely, of the loan. So I just crunched a few numbers here because... again, I want to keep this very light.
Yeah, keep it light for us. Because, you know, people driving to work, people rethinking exactly. their life choices now, Louis. Like, oh.
So people are commuting to work. I don't know where people are listening from. But again, I want to give you guys some perspective, right? Yeah. I want to put some numbers in there, okay? So let's say that you would be interested in buying a condo or a property that's $300,000 in value. Mm-hmm. If you are putting down a down payment of 5%, that would amount to $15,000.
Okay.
Let's pretend for the sake of the example that your interest rate is 2.20%. Mm. This means that your monthly payment would come up to $1,283. That would be for a 25-year mortgage. So the amortization period would be 25 years, which is a concept that we're going to go into details in a second. Now, you remember earlier I told you that in an insured mortgage, there is a premium that yeah. you're going to have to pay, right? Yeah. So that premium will be added to your loan. And that premium is $11,400. So that would be a premium of 4% because you're only putting a down payment of
5%.
5%, mm-hmm. okay? Same scenario here with 10%. Well, then your payment will go from $1,283 to $1,205. The mortgage premium will be only 3.10%. That means that on a $300,000 purchase price, the mortgage insurance premium is only $8,370.
Okay.
That you can spread over 25 years. Now, if we buy the same property, $300,000, but this time a conventional mortgage, so remember, 20%. You have 20%, right? 20%. That means that your total mortgage amount is only going to be $240,000 with the same interest rate of 2.20%. This means that your monthly payment would come up to $1,039.
Okay. And right? Some people are already paying that in rent, Louis Pierre.
Absolutely.
Some people are paying that in rent.
Absolutely. But remember, today I'm not going to tell you if it's better to rent or better to buy, right?
Okay.
But you're absolutely right. So what happens is that if ever you're renting right now, just keep in mind that you're paying somebody else's
mortgage.
Property tax,
yeah.
condo fees maybe, right? And the mortgage, right? And sometimes these people are even making a profit every month off of your rent, okay? So it's something that you should think of whenever you're moving out. If ever you have a bit of capital, so let's say that you have money, maybe you should go down the route and apply for a mortgage.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I said something earlier. So I spoke about a 25-year amortization period.
Yes.
So the amortization basically is just the time frame for the loan to be completely paid.
Yeah.
Right? In a conventional mortgage, you can go up to 30 years. In an insured mortgage, right now, as it is, you can go up to 25 years. Okay, so 300 months. Now, we're going to break down this amortization period into several terms. Okay, so it could be a term of 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever. And with that term will come, you will negotiate an interest rate, right?
Yeah.
Your interest rate can be variable or it can be fixed. So in a variable rate scenario, well, if the Bank of Canada increases or decreases the policy interest rate, well, then your mortgage rate will be affected. Yeah. In a fixed rate, obviously nothing is going to be changed. Nothing will change for the duration of your term.
Okay.
The last thing that you need to know is that there are closed terms and open terms. In a closed term, that means that if ever you decide to pay off your loan before, you pay off your mortgage before it matures, there will be a penalty. One example of paying off your loan before maturity is, let's say that you decide to sell your property.
Right.
If there's still a balance on that mortgage and you're in a closed term, well, then there will be a penalty.
Oh, yo.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Louis Pierre. Yes. The bank figures out the penalty. How do they kind of gauge what the interest is going to be on the penalty?
That's a very good, very good question. It all depends on, you know, what was negotiated at first. Okay. There's a formula that they can base the calculation right. on. We're going to leave that for another.
Okay. Okay. We'll be back. Okay. I'm adding too much sauce to the pot.
Very, very complicated stuff here. Right.
Okay.
And to be quite frank with you, I don't understand why this was never taught in schools. And I'm saying that because this will be by far the largest purchase, the largest liability that you'll ever contract
yeah.
for most people, right? It will be.
Yeah.
But how is that so that people they shop around, they're looking for their dream house,
mm-hmm.
yet they don't have a clue. They were never trained
exactly.
to understand how the mechanisms to acquire a property work. Right? And that's something that's very important to define here. So today
you're very right, Lou. You're very right. You know what I'm saying? I feel overwhelmed. I sat down mm-hmm. in a webinar one time with someone who's explaining the process of the 5%, the property tax.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is gonna be on like part three of mortgage when we talk about getting the inspectors to come and look at mm-hmm. the place that you're looking to buy. It's some mm-hmm. complicated stuff.
Absolutely. It definitely is.
I'm kind of mad we're not doing this on TV and we don't do this every day because they don't even teach us this in school. And
And
this is the biggest purchase most people are going to pay in their life unless That's you become cool. a super rapper and you buy a Lamborghini or something. Like,
cash,
I don't know.
Cash.
Right?
But no, you're absolutely right. So that's definitely something that people should start looking into. And you know what? My message for the government here is please teach it in schools, right? It should be something that our students have to go through.
Exactly.
In high school, at least.
It's as if they don't want us minorities to have houses. Like, I want to get a house too.
You know what? I believe that at a certain point, but I think that, you know, if a society is well educated about finance, our society is financially literate, we're going to spend more and we're going to keep the economy rolling, right? We're going to spend on bigger things, right? We're going to make investments. We're going to make our money grow, right? We're going to build wealth. So I don't think it's really the case. I used to think that back then, but since I work for financial institutions, that's not the case.
You start to see what's going on.
Yes. You start putting the pieces of the puzzle together, right? Yes, it is complex. I don't understand why it's not taught in schools. It's just something that should be taught.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so we went over what a mortgage is, right? Now, how do you apply for a mortgage? What does the bank look for when you apply for a mortgage? So last episode, we went over it. We went over the credit score, right?
Yeah.
And I compared it. I don't know if you remember, but I compared the credit score to social media ratings.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at likes, when you look at the follower count, that gives you an idea about a profile. Well, here, the credit score is a metric that gives me an idea if you're a good payer or not. Basically, that's all there is to it, okay? But again, and I'm going to repeat it for the people that didn't listen to the last episode, please, by all means, pay everything that's going to appear on your credit bureau, right? Your Videotron bill, you cannot neglect, okay? Your Fido bill, your TELUS bill, I think you get the picture,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You got to pay everything on time. You know what I mean?
You got, absolutely. And, you know, put yourself in the bank's shoes here, okay? So I'm going to trust you with a mortgage that's going to cost you $1,200 every month, let's say, right? Why should I trust you with a mortgage if you're not able to pay your $50 Videotron bill?
Exactly.
Right? That doesn't make any sense. And I've had a lot of clients argue with me on that matter. But the truth is, I understand that for you, maybe a mortgage is more important than your Videotron bill, but I don't see it that way.
Yeah. Okay? It shows a pattern of behavior, right? So the bank is looking at patterns of behavior, right? It's not rocket science.
Yes, because we don't know you.
Exactly.
We don't know you, right? Yeah. So it's a measure that we use to... see if you're a good payer or not, period.
Yeah, right? Makes sense to me, Louis.
Good. Then after that, we're going to look at what comes into your pocket versus what goes out of your pocket, right? So this is very important. We want to see if you're going to be able to afford this mortgage. Now, the funny thing here is that the bank will look at your gross income and not your net income.
Okay.
And, you know, one thing that I always tell my clients is that you live off of your net income, right?
Not the gross.
You live with your, not the gross. So that means for, you know, for the folks out there that are listening, we're living off of our income after taxes, after all deductions, right? But the bank is going to qualify you on your gross income. Isn't that funny? So for me, just because you qualify for a mortgage doesn't mean that it's the right mortgage or the right property for you, right?
Yeah.
Because if you live just to pay off your mortgage, can you imagine once your term comes to maturity? So let's say in 5 years, and that you were used to pay 2.20% for 5 years, and then interest rates go up to, let's say, 3.45, 4%. Are you still going to be able to afford your property?
No, you won't be able to afford your property because they're basing it on the gross and not your net. But why wouldn't they base it on your net?
Well, you know what? It's a good question. I've asked this question 1,000 times, and I guess my educated guess is that there are too many situations that are different from one client to another. Okay. You know, if you look at your salary, well, you get advantages, let's say life insurance, dental, medical insurance, right? That get deducted right from your paycheck. The tax brackets are different and so on. And I think it would just get to become too complicated to evaluate for us.
So they're just like, you know what? We're going to go with the gross.
Going to go with the gross and that's it. Right? We're going to go with the gross.
You guys figure it out as you guys go along. These rates go up. Figure it out with your net thing. Is that why... I've heard this terminology sometimes, like some people are house poor. Like a lot of people, some people have really nice houses, but nothing inside of it. Or they're living day to day just to sustain this place that they really wanted, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I said that I wouldn't dive into it, but I just want to touch.
Give me a little taste, Louis. Give me a little taste, man. The city listening, man.
I just want to touch the subject here. It doesn't mean that a house is going to be an investment for you. Right. Just because you see an opportunity doesn't mean that you have to bite into it. Yeah. Right. Maybe this is not the right opportunity. Maybe you should wait it out. And then after that, once you have more stability, more income, maybe a bit more in the bank account or in your investments, then it's going to be, the right time to make the purchase.
OK.
All right, because you don't want it to become a liability. You certainly don't want your property to become a risk.
And you don't want to go back as well. It becomes a risk, it's like imagine like you've worked so hard, you got this house, and now you've bid more than you can chew.
Correct.
And now imagine getting a house, not being able to afford a house over a couple of years, and moving back into an apartment. You're working backwards. We're trying to save people from working backwards, Louis Pierre.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And that's the right thing to do. What I advise people to do is to go get that mortgage pre-approval from the bank, because it's going to tell you, how much can you afford? And the advantage of going forward and doing a mortgage pre-approval, first of all, you're going to understand how much money, let's say that, based on various scenarios, you're going to understand how much money you're going to pay per month. Because it's as close as it can get to the real
That's
thing.
That's really what it comes down to, right, Louis Perry? That's like, I want to know how much it's going to cost me, right?
Absolutely. And second of all, a seller is going to take you much more seriously. Why? Because you're going to tell him that you've already been pre-approved by your financial institution, right? So if ever you decide to make an offer on a property, well, the seller will know that almost guaranteed, almost 100%, you will be approved for that mortgage.
Okay.
So that's going to help out a lot. Then after that, after the, what comes out of your pockets versus what comes into your pockets, the bank wants to look at your net worth. They want to look at your work stability. So are you stable at work? Have you had this job for a long time, or are you going to quit next month or next week, right? So these are all legitimate questions that the bank is going to ask you. And, of course, the relationship with the bank is very important here. Mm-hmm. Okay? We want to see, you know, how long have you been a client with us? Because that way, we're not going to base our decision only on the credit score. We're going to base the decision on what we've been witnessing for the past, let's say, 10 years, 15 years.
I didn't know they look at that. This is why you got to bring the experts on. I didn't know they look at that.
Absolutely. Yes, we do. And on top of that, this gives you more weight, you know, when you negotiate for, let's say, a rate. You can say, you know what, competitor X is offering me this rate, but considering that I've been your client for 15 plus years, right? My children are banking with you. My family is with you. You don't want to see that business, that big piece of business go away and be transferred to the competition. Okay. Now, I think we should wrap up with a few things.
Listen, you gave us too much, Jeff. I'm here thinking about this pre-approval. I'm like, okay, how do I get this pre-approval going? You know, I've been with my banking institution for a while. But what I love about doing this financial literacy segment with you, this smart money segment with you, Louis Pierre, I feel like I'm learning. I feel like, listen, finally the gaps in my financial growth is being filled. And hopefully those people listening in the city, they feel the same way. This is so necessary right now, Louis Pierre.
Well, bro, you know what? I think as a financial planner, it is my mission to do that, right? To educate people on some financial, some things that are essential for us, I think, right?
Yeah.
And if I'm not educating you, if you already know about all this stuff, at least I want you to question how things work, right? What's good for me? What's not good for me? Why should I make the decision and go forward and buy a property? Why did I decide on buying a duplex versus a house? Am I trying to speculate here? Am I going to live here? Am I looking at my home as you know what? This is where I want to live for the next 10, 15, 20 years, right? Mm-hmm. I want to establish my family? Or is it something that I'm going to temporarily live in, and then after that, I'm going to rent it out to somebody that's going to pay off my mortgage eventually? So, you know, lots of questions to be asked here.
But we got space and time, Louis. We got you locked in. Smart money. You can catch the videos on YouTube.
That's
the Morning
is,
Detour. The series is called Smart Money. He is the super financial advisor, Louis Pierre. All the contact information, if you guys want to know about Louis Pierre, it's on our IG, Detour514. You'll see his face up there, Smart Money. All his info's there. He's always willing to help, give some consultation, and help guide us all into the right direction, right?
For sure.
Louis Pierre, till next month. But I'll see you before that, but till next month on the show. Smart Money Financial Advisor, Louis Pierre. This is the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
In Quebec, vaccination against COVID-19 is underway, but not everybody is protected yet. Even if you've been vaccinated, you still need to respect basic health measures, like wearing a mask, maintaining social distancing, and washing your hands regularly. You must also get tested if you have symptoms and follow self-isolation guidelines. Find out about the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Follow all the health guidelines, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Spread your wings. one-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This don't apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One Stop Caribbean Cuisine, Chef X, new location.
Blessing up a flow like a river. Blessing up a flow like.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Tell me if you want me to.
Jean Couteau.
6835 Rue Saint-Hubert. June 4th to the 8th.
You put your left hand in, you put your left hand out. You put your left hand in and you shrink it all about. You do the Vamachara and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your left hand in, you put your left hand out, you put your left hand in.
Presented by Undefined Radio.
Suoni per il popolo.
That's what it's all about.
Jean Couteau.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member jar. That's all I need when I got. CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member jar. That's all I had in with I got.